The Honorable Donna E. Shalala was sworn in as Secretary of Health and Human Services on January 22nd of 1993. She was nominated by Bill Clinton on January 20th and confirmed by the Senate on January 21st. That must be some sort of a record. HHS represents 40% of the federal budget and is responsible for serving the health, welfare, food, drug safety, medical research, and income security programs for the American people. HHS provides direct services or income support for more than one in every five Americans. Before coming to HHS, Secretary Shalala had served since January 1988 as Chancellor of the University of Wisconsin at Madison. This is the part I wasn't sure was true. What's coming up? UW-Madison is the nation's sixth largest university. It's the largest public research university and performs more biomedical research than takes place in any single site in the U.S. except for HHS's National Institutes of Health. Dr. Shalala was born in Cleveland, Ohio on February 14th. Now, maybe I shouldn't have said that. I'll stop. February 14th. You know when to send her a birthday card. She received her Bachelor's of Arts degree from Western College for Women and her Ph.D. from Maxwell School of Citizenship and Public Affairs in Syracuse. From 1975 to 1977, she was Director and Treasurer of the Municipal Assistance Corporation, which helped reverse New York City's financial collapse. From 1977 to 1980, Dr. Shalala served in the Carter administration as Assistant Secretary for Policy Development and Research for the Department of Housing and Urban Development. In 1980, Secretary Shalala became the youngest woman to lead a major U.S. college when she assumed the presidency of Hunter College, which was the position that she had immediately before coming to Wisconsin. Now, that's the formal part. Now I get to do a personal part and actually get to make a public apology. Let me give you a little insight into the person who will speak to you shortly. When I was interviewed for the position of dean at the University of Wisconsin, and Donna was then the chancellor, I had met with the search committee for several hours and for a number of members of the faculty, and I was in the second day of my interviews when I met with then-Chancellor Shalala. I'd never met her, but I had read an article about her. And it spoke in that article about her forthrightness and her directness. And I decided that that matched my personality reasonably well. So I walked in and said, "It's a pleasure to meet you, Chancellor Shalala." I said, "It's possible that I could save this university some money." And she looked at me and she said, "What do you mean?" And I said, "Well, I'm scheduled to be here for 2 days. However, depending on the answers to the questions I'm about to ask you, I could leave this afternoon and save the university a night's lodging." She smiled, luckily. And the questions related to what her aspirations for the University of Wisconsin Medical School were. I told her that I wanted to join an institution that was headed towards improvements and excellence. And she went into this dialogue about her whole life and her commitment to excellence and how she was so committed to excellence that she said, "Someday, our team will go to the Rose Bowl." My response at that time was, "How are you going to do that? Are you going to buy them tickets?" This seems like an appropriate time to offer an apology. And I think it sends a message to all of you, and that message is that if Donna Shalala takes on a task, it's about to be done.